This is an elephant. Yeah, it's an elephant. My wife found one online. It's a Trump elephant.
Oh, yeah.
And it's got the wig, you know, it's got the hair, and he looks grumpy and shit. I was like, dude, that would be a good background, you know, for the podcast there. Anyway, you can tell that's an elephant, I think.
Yeah.
We going, ain't we?
Yeah.
We're rolling out.
Yeah.
I knew it. Yeah. I knew it. I had that feeling because the way you were smiling and shit. But.
All right.
You ready? Man, I am ready. You might as well be ready.
All right.
Get ready or get grumped.
5, 4, 3, 2.
Are you eating right now? Are you serious? What the hell? Okay, enjoy your snack, Jake. Let me finish this story.
Hey, but, yo, yeah, smoke a blunt. Forget about it. Forget about
it. We're all having a party. We're having fun. We like to have fun.
We like to have fun,
you know,
here.
What I'm saying? We like to have fun here.
No.
Actually, if you're listening,
we're supposed to be bringing the funny, Jake.
If you're listening to this podcast, you know, actually turn it off. Let's give them 5 seconds.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to this episode of Two Grumpy Elephants. We are a questionable political comedy podcast with commentary and stories and whatnot. I am your host, Jason. Joining me, as always, is Jake.
What's up, everybody? How's it going?
Jake's on the lightning, so he's a bit tired. We're going to try to get him lived up, riled up a little bit, you know, some trigger words if we can find them.
Are you allowed to say that anymore?
Triggered?
Yeah.
Probably not.
Wait,
I mean,
triggered. Wait, triggered. Oh.
Triggered with that big old capital T.
Continue. Yeah. Continue.
Watch it. Watch it. Watch it, brother. All right, so let me start this podcast by saying, what the hell happened last week, guys? But I know we went from Wednesday to Thursday, but we lost like 30 viewers.
I don't
because
think it
we switched
today.
No, I mean, we barely scratched 10 views. Last I checked, we were at 10. I don't know what happened. We did shit on Biden quite a bit.
Damn it.
I guess we need to apologize to that one day. Won't be today.
What's up? What's up, bro? Bro, I'm recording a podcast right now, bro. Can I call you back?
Oh, damn.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Is that Trace?
No, that's my brother.
Oh. Yeah. Tell your brother I said, hey, happy Father's Day.
Yeah, happy Father's Day, bro. Oh, he hung up.
All right, so, yeah, we don't know what happened last episode of Two Grumpy Elephants. I don't even know, you know, what to say about it.
Whether it was YouTube,
just know,
I don't think it was our backup. Let's face it. We don't personally know 7 people who listen to this. You know,
well,
so it's not like there's somebody we can go talk to about this.
I just don't understand it. You know, it was such a dramatic drop from, you know, I know we're not there yet, but to see it drop like that, you know, obviously something's going on. I don't know if it was just the timing or what's going on, but
especially
for those
when we're
that
fucking
watch,
usually reaching that 30, 40, 50 mark.
Yeah, within days. But for those that did watch and those that are supporting us throughout thick and thin, we do appreciate it.
It's a good episode too.
We do.
It was a really good
episode.
I thought
we had great I thought we had great content. I think the stories, you know, were relevant. But, you know, that's enough rehashing the past. Let's move on. We never decided, did you want to do a drawing today or just roll?
It doesn't matter. I'm up for anything. Is my tablet charged?
Well, I guess that would determine whether or not you can draw. Well, so if you do, I had an idea. Instead of drawing people we hate, why don't we try drawing one that we would like to draw or maybe do a little better in and draw Trump or Ron DeSantis or something.
Do I have a fucking pencil around here? I remember the last time I had my pencil, it needed to be sharpened. And I don't have a pencil sharpener.
The guy that writes down numbers all day long don't have a pencil. That's rich.
That's my work pencil, bro. Which, yeah, by the way, I need another one of those too.
All right. So Matt, look, I need another camera pencil. Trickery. A little camera trickery. You got one? I'm gonna throw it to you. Ready? Oh, it didn't work. Oh, you got it! What? Yes.
Oh, you can't just raise yours up to the camera.
Hey, scratch that. You didn't see that last part.
No, but that was my stylist though for my tablet.
Okay, Jake, in editing, blur my pencil out. Okay.
All right.
I'm just kidding. Nobody cares. All right. So, if you wanted to draw something, let's draw a good person that we like. So, heads or tails, Trumps or DeSantis? I don't know if it really matters because they're both going to look the same on my end. It's going to be a round circle with eyes in it. But, or we could draw Mitch McConnell. That would be fun.
That would be fun.
All right, so let's do Turtle.
Let's do
Mitch McConnell.
All right.
Okay, so in the background throughout the podcast, drawing Mitch McConnell, a.k.a. Turtle. Okay, so I don't have much for y'all this week. I do have a story that I do want to elaborate on and have some conversation on. Okay, is there anything I'm missing before we get going into that?
Well, it's kind of a sad story.
Well, give it to me.
Did you hear about that wreck?
I just saw it. Like 10 people have died.
9 of them were kids.
Wow. Well, the headline read, Father's Day turns into nightmare. Now, I don't know why they had to say it that way, just because they're, you know, it's just sad the way they try to make you feel so much worse than, you know, yeah, it's a bad story. Let's keep the headlines to, you know, whatever. I mean, they just make it worse with the fucking headlines. But anyway, what I saw, I don't know what the cause of the wreck was or anything. All I saw was the headline that 10 people had died, and it said some kids.
Yeah.
But I don't know what happened. And I don't know where that was. Was that in Florida?
I don't know. I think it was on I-95, so it could have been in fucking anywhere.
Well, anywhere on the Eastern Seaboard, I guess. Okay, so that's all you had? Well, look.
I mean, I don't know too much about it. Thoughts and prayers.
Thoughts and prayers go out to those affected with that. That's a terrible thing. To lose a child, I don't know what I would do, you know. And on a day like today, that would be even worse. So, you know, I don't know what to say on that other than my heart goes out to you.
Yeah.
All right, so let me get started. So evidently there was a convention over the weekend, and, you know, they do like a little straw poll, and even the undeclared runners for the Republicans get kind of thrown into the mix of who has a better shot of becoming a nominee or whatnot. So no surprise here, Ron DeSantis jumps above Trump from a previous one in February where Trump was up a few points above Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSantis has edged out a top spot on Trump at 74.12%. Now, we talked about this earlier. I don't understand the 74 to the 71% that Trump got. Okay, because 100% usually means 100%. You divide 100%. I don't know how we're getting 250%. It could be the way they ask the questions. I'm not sure. But you got DeSantis at 74, Trump at 71, and in a distant third, Ted Cruz at 42. So I don't know how that matters as far. But this was a survey with 500 people. But my question, and what I want to kind of weigh in on, does it look like a never Trumper would turn and be a DeSantis? You know what I'm talking about. You know what I mean by saying never Trumpers, right?
Yeah.
Your Mitt Romneys, your Ben Sasse, all your little crybabies that couldn't get their fucking way, and you know, was all about conservatism until Trump started doing it. Then they were trying to say, oh no, that's not what we meant and shit like that. And if you were a true conservative, you would have loved the policies that Donald Trump implemented. But you couldn't get over your hate for the guy to recognize that he was doing a great job. That's your problem, not mine. But I don't want to see some of these motherfuckers come in here at this late in the game now wanting to be all one Republican Party, all one Team DeSantis. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that. Fuck Mitt Romney. Fuck Ben Sasse. They really screwed us on this last election. They really did. And they almost made it where he didn't win the first time. But he did. I wasn't giving boobies. I was showing my shirt, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm going to have – I don't know about you. Now, let me give you a little backstory. It took me a minute – to warm back up to Ted Cruz. After the Ted Cruz Trump going back and forth, you know, it took me a little bit to kind of hash that, you know, kind of bury the hatchet with Ted Cruz. But I did. I was able to. I don't think I can do that with Mitt Romney.
Well, now, did I ever tell you about my experience with Ted Cruz?
Yeah, a couple of times, I think. But, you know... Tell it to our listeners. That'd be great.
So, you know, I'm fairly new to politics. I've been into politics for like the past 3 years.
So why not start a podcast?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Yep.
Go ahead.
So I wasn't really in the middle of all that drama for the 2016 election. And, you know, I was just one of those guys saying like, oh, Ted Cruz is the Zodiac killer, you know. Like, I didn't know who he was or anything like that. And then one of these days at work, I was listening to Beck on the radio. And he was talking to somebody. And this guy just sounded like a fucking genius. And I'm like, who the fuck is this? Like, I don't know who this is, but this guy needs to run for president. And then he's like, all right, thank you for your time. That's Ted Cruz on the phone with us. And yeah. I was like, that's Ted Cruz? Like, this guy sounds fucking awesome.
He is a very good debater. He's a very good speaker. He does tend to come off sometime as condescending. In a way, if he gets riled up, sometime as, but you know, kind of Ben Shapiro-ish.
Yeah.
But you know, it took me a minute to kind of, you know, we all know the shit between Trump and Cruz, how it went with the Zodiac killer shit and all that. But Cruz wasn't innocent in all that either. He was throwing some bombs that, you know, too. They both were. I mean, that's what it is. You know, shit happens like that. But, you know, you want to be able to shake hands and fight the greater good, you know, at the end of it. Whoever comes out on top, you know, everybody kind of, you know, swarms around and, you know, supports that nominee. Well, Mitt Romney didn't do that. He went on with his little Never Trump campaign and blasted him for like an hour and a half at some damn graduation ceremony or whatever the fuck it was. I mean, I remember that shit was played live on radio.
Yeah.
You know, just an hour and a half of Mitt Romney just telling all the Republicans, because they need help knowing how to listen and vote, how bad Trump was. I don't want to see this motherfucker in a DeSantis administration. I just can't do that. I'm going to have a big problem with that. And the way that DeSantis is an ally of Trump's, they're pretty close, you know, as far as saying the same things and putting out the same policies and shit. I have a hard time saying, okay, I can forgive what Mitt Romney did or what Ben Sasse did. Because Ben Sasse in, what was it? Was it Wisconsin? All he cared about was the down ballot tickets. He didn't give a shit about helping Trump out. You know what I'm saying? And he said that on Glenn Beck. And Glenn Beck tried to get him to commit that he was going to get vote for Trump, and he would not. So I knew right then this guy was a turncoat.
And he also was a never-Trumper too, right?
Well, he absolutely is a never-Trumper. Of course
No, Beck.
At first. Well, all right, let me. Trump did, Glenn Beck did a 180 on Trump, okay? Because.
So I've heard him mention that.
Yeah, he was worried about how the kind of policies that Trump would you know, try to get passed, how he would act, if he would become more of a dictator or try to change it to where he, you know, whatever. There was reasons for him to be worried. Everybody was a little bit worried. He had never been a politician before. Okay, so we were all maybe in the back of our minds like, all right, we got you in there now. Don't fuck us. You know? You know what I'm saying? And I remember having a conversation with my brother that he was worried that he's just going to go off the rails and nobody's going to be able to rein him in and we're going to look like idiots, you know. Of course, I don't feel like that happened. I feel like Trump held his own. He took arrows from all sides 24/7 for the last 4 years, maybe plus. When he had the opportunity to go dictatorship during the pandemic that the Democrats wanted him to do to pass some of these restrictions and shutdowns and lockdowns, Trump refused to until he finally had to do some kind of lockdown because it was so politicized that he could not. But Glenn Beck did a 180 because he started seeing, okay, once Trump got elected, I think Glenn Beck, you know, said, all right, I'm going to give him the chance that the Democrats won't. Or something like that, you know, that effect. And he started seeing that Israel was a big thing, with Jerusalem was a big thing with Glenn Beck, that Trump moved the capital, you know, to Jerusalem, the embassy to Jerusalem. That was a big thing for Beck. Some of the economic stuff. I mean, he wasn't crazy on the trade wars at the time, but it looked like we came out on top on some of those. So that was good. But Trump never, I mean, Glenn Beck never just blasted him like Mitt Romney did.
Yeah.
Let me put it to you. Two-faced Trump. He used Trump to get elected in Utah. And the minute he got elected, I had nothing to do with this guy. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He wanted nothing to do with Trump, even though he rode Trump's coattails to get elected in Utah. I guarantee you he's going to have a hard time getting reelected in Utah. I hope they boot his ass out. I just wonder what state he's going to go to next. Because he came from, what was it, Connecticut or Massachusetts or something like that. That's where he was governor at. And then he goes to Utah. He's just like Hillary Clinton of the Republicans. You know what I'm saying? Go buy a house in New York for 6 months. Then you can run as the senator or whatever. But anyway...
I hope it's not cheating. I had to look at a picture of Mitch McConnell because I forgot what he looked like for a second.
I will say this. I think you're froze a bit, or I'm froze a little bit, so I'm going to pause.
We're back.
Okay. I'm going to have a hard time trying to figure... I don't want to see that shit. And I think I'm not the only one that would be that way. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I think the worst thing that Ron DeSantis can do is to placate to any of those never-Trumpers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I don't see more.
Oh, shit. Oh, damn it. We were 18 minutes deep.
More What happened?
18 minutes fucking deep, and it just started fucking skipping pausing.
I thought you got a call and you were about to bounce. All right. We can deal with this skip. I didn't really hear anything, so like it usually does, so maybe it was a quiet one. But anyway, like I said, I think the worst thing that Ron DeSantis could do is placate to these Never Trumpers, because I think Ron DeSantis is going to be very similar to Trump, but a little more smoother in getting out his message and more politically aesthetic, if you will. But
it's
other
a,
than
it's
that,
a TH.
Aesthetic. All right, well, whatever. You know what I meant. All right, I got to give you one. Okay, so there's your one. But I'll probably give you three, four more if you just let me ramble for a little bit longer. But anyway, I mean, how do you feel about that? Or would you be okay as a Mitt Romney, as in the campaign of Ron DeSantis?
I mean, dude, you know how I feel. I want it DeSantis stint. Fucking.
I just don't want to give up on Trump yet either. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know,
All right, let me just go on record and say neither one of these guys, or all three of them, Stint included, have proclaimed their intentions to run.
Oh, no, we're just playing fantasy politics here.
Yeah, this is fantasy politics.
Fantasy politics draft.
Yeah, the mock draft, if you will. Yeah. But, hey, man, mine's turning out pretty good. All right, but anyway, so, all right, back to these numbers. I'm not sure what that means. I don't know. Out of 500 people, I don't think that's a good snapshot. I mean, it's too early to be polling for that shit. The news that's going to determine a nominee hadn't happened yet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
None of that shit's happened yet. We're way too far out. I know we've talked about it before. The only reason we kind of talked about it because we thought there was going to be some kind of issue with Trump-Pence ticket, and we started seeing, we've been talking about Ron DeSantis since what? Early in the game.
We were
hitching our wagon to him, you know?
Oh, yeah. When I found out Ron DeSantis told Biden to go fuck himself, that was day one.
We were like, fuck yeah. You know what I mean?
It's all in.
America,
it's
baby.
All in.
America. But I'm just, I hope Cruz stays out of it this year. I just don't want to see this again, you know.
Yeah.
But he's in a distant third, so there's a chance that he may think that this is his chance. I mean, there's one of those things where you can only try so many.
Uh-oh.
I'm back. I never left. You're not frozen on my end.
All right.
So I don't know what's going on. You're good. I'm good on my end.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
You never froze on my end, so I don't know what's going on. But like what I was saying before the technical problem, there's only so many times you can do this and it not become a joke. And this would be, I think, Ted Cruz's third try. So he may want to sit this one out. I don't know. Are we froze again?
We were. We just were.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to repeat it for a third time. I'll give you cliff notes. This will be his third try. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Are you serious right now?
Yeah.
Right, oh, my God,
back.
Dude.
We're back.
You're not. Can I just say this? You are not freezing. No.
Well, that
on my side, and I'm not freezing, so I don't know.
Whatever it is, it's affecting the podcast.
But yeah, no, I'm saying, I'm just throwing it out there that way. So yeah, Ted Cruz, if he tries to do it again, it'll just be his third try. I think at a certain point it becomes a joke.
I don't know. How many times did Biden try?
Well, isn't that the joke of the century right now?
Yeah.
Is that not the joke, though? It took him 100 years to get in there? You know, according to him, he's been in the Senate for 102 years or whatever it was.
Did you see where CNN is saying that Biden fucked up at that summit?
Well, he did. Putin, that's my next story.
Yeah. And now there's a CNN headline I read that said Putin's now like on top of the world or some shit.
Well, I mean, he kind of did do that. And I'll tell you, I'll go a little even further.
But he definitely fucked up.
The motherfucker, he fucked up. But not only did he fuck up, he gave the motherfucker a list of no-nos that he is not allowed to cyber attack.
Yeah.
Infrastructures is on this list. Why would you do that? That's like saying to a criminal, do not touch. Or no, let me dumb it down even more. There's a cupcake on this table. There's 2 3-year-olds. You put that cupcake on the table and you walk away, but you tell them not to touch it. What's going to happen minute you walk away?
It's like saying, okay, you can steal, but nothing over $950.
There you go. There you go. And nothing will come to you as long as you don't cyber attack these systems or infrastructures. But it's an embarrassment, dude. It's an embarrassment. There's no way. And look, the Democrats are trying to spin it as walk lightly but carry a heavy stick, you know. Biden can't lift a heavy stick at this point.
No.
His heavy stick is, and one person made the analogy of there was a whole lot of carrot but no stick.
Yeah.
You know? And you can't do that with a Vladimir Putin. You can't do it. Because he's going to laugh at you. That dude, whether, I don't care how you feel about him, I mean, he's a badass in his own way. You know, he don't give a shit. You know what I mean? He don't care. And that ain't always a good thing, okay? I mean, but I think he fucked up, man. He really did. I think it's an embarrassment. I really wished they probably just should have sent Kamala Harris over there.
Yeah, but she would have given away the country on a fucking platter. Like,
yeah, she probably would have. But
which, you know, all this Biden bashing we're seeing from the left and from the liberal news media is really making me think that they're preparing every liberal out there who reads their material. They're getting them mentally prepared to have Biden removed and Kamala in the seat. That's what I think's going on.
We talked about that, two or three podcasts ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, we actually talked about that a couple of weeks ago, that the transition was being implemented. I really think, I mean, Rush Limbaugh hit on that way after, you know, really close after announced her as his running mate, you know. That was a really early on prediction from him that was a possibility. And, you know, the more you see, I mean, like, you can't even have joint press conferences. There's no way they're going to let him stand in front of controlled reporters and get to ask him anything he wants. The man's going to go off the rails. He's going to be incoherent. He's going to look like a fool, which that makes us look like idiots.
Yeah.
And looks weak. Makes us look weak. Makes us look incompetent. I mean, you can't. How do you go from Trump to Biden on the global scale and not look at it as, damn, who let the cousin Derpy in there? You know what I'm saying? How did that happen? Well, I'll tell you. Well, I can't tell you. But I'll tell you, it was manufactured. Anyway, I'll leave that as it is. Because you're not allowed to say something.
No,
but I
no,
think
no.
But I think Biden giving the list to, but that's an idiotic thing to do. Why does Putin need to? Am I saying that? That's a weird one. But why does he need a list of all of our infrastructures and all of our, you know, grid? And I mean, you pretty much gave him a Chuck E. Cheese map quest. Hey, here's this one, don't touch.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Over here, there's this one, don't touch. Okay, so are you saying it's okay for them to cyber attack things not on the list? Nothing will come to them if you just leave this list alone? You know, I would love to see what they do if a Chick-fil-A got hacked by Russia, or, you know, or a Hobby Lobby.
Well,
or,
now,
you know, the
hold
Republican
on.
Committee.
Chick-fil-A's got their shit down pat. I think Chick-fil-A would be able to defend against a Russian attack.
Probably. I'm just, but, you know, that's,
Sonic,
that's our way of thinking.
Sonic, you might be in trouble. Yeah. Chick-fil-A, I think, you taste those fucking chicken nuggets, dude. They got something going on.
Well, I just think it was very idiotic to even make that a thing. And the reason I think they made that a thing was because he couldn't elaborate on why. So just make him a list.
Oh, he can't elaborate on anything.
He can't. And it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. I think this does not look like Turtle at all. But anyway. He can't, because they don't know what, they cannot afford for him to do that, because they're not going to be able to spin everything that comes out of his mouth. You know, whatever gibberish, whatever made up number. I mean, he's been calling things billions instead of millions. And that may be a simple mistake every now and then. And trust me, I know about mispronouncing a word here and there. I mispronounce a name here
and
there. But when you forget.
Oh, shit. Here he goes.
Get where you are. Okay, I could tell that we're... Okay, I could tell we were frozen that time. So,
yeah.
But what I'm saying is, if you forget what office you're running for or what title you have, there needs to be a sit-down talk with the Biden family. Okay? And let's...
Well, guys...
It should have been before, and I think it's almost abusive. The way they're doing it. By any means necessary, take power. That's all they care about.
Yeah.
But anyway.
So I think we talked about this in person. I don't think we talked about it on the podcast. Did you see where the president's physician, maybe it was a retired physician from Obama and Trump, said in his professional opinion, he would have Biden take a cognitive test, where he came out and said that shit, and Biden's reply was like, well, you know, I don't think I need to take a free the cognitive
It wasn't that bad, was it? Was it that bad? I mean, I know it could be bad.
It was bad.
But, all right. Didn't Trump take one of those just to get people to shut up one time?
Mm-hmm.
And I think he aced it or whatever it was. You know, when a Democrat says, I don't need to do that, there's a reason for that.
Real quick. Are you finished with your drawing?
It's as good as it's going to get. It doesn't look, it looks more like Ted Cruz than it does Turtle, but I try to give it some double chin here, but are you ready to show it?
Yeah.
Or, all right, well, here is my rendition of
Mitch
Turtle.
McConnell. Wow. So,
I mean, I gave him way too much hair, I think.
Why does he look like a Family Guy character?
I don't know.
What the fuck?
It was going in a different direction. He's real saggy, got the bags under the eyes. That was a hard one to draw for me. Because, I don't know, up to this point, we've only drawn women.
I looked at him, and I saw.
Now, I didn't go to a...
Yeah. Yeah. Why are we doing when we got like so deep into this before the first fuck up? And now here's where we remain. It's angering, guys. Like, do you see what we go through to fucking get this show together? Like, I might have to clip some of this out. I mean, I'm not. I'm fucking exhausted. I'm just going to upload it as is. But, you know, this, me getting to rant, like, if you want me to rant in improv, like, I can rant in improv. But, you know, I definitely don't want to clip any of this out. I'm tired. Dude, I worked the fucking weekend. Like, leave me alone. So, I have my rendition here of Mitch McConnell. But instead of it being a turtle, I took it into a different direction. What has happened?
Well, yeah, you were back for a little bit. Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, amazing. Okay, I don't remember where we started freezing it. Do you need me shutting again, or are we good?
What? Oh, oh no, we're good, we're good.
Okay.
So, like I was telling the audience, I chose to go a different route than a turtle. All right. Now, okay. Here is my Mitch McConnell. Motherfucker.
Pull it back a little bit. There you go. There you go. What in the world? Oh, is it a, flat...
It's a frog.
Oh, a frog.
Yeah.
What's that in the background? What's that behind him?
Nothing. There's nothing behind him.
Oh, there's something behind him. Behind his feet.
Behind his feet. That's his body.
No, like right there by your pinky.
That's his back foot. Frogs have 4 feet.
Oh, okay. I see it now. It looked weird. Okay, I see it now. Okay. Yeah. All right, cool.
Yep. If that's not nightmare fuel, I don't know what is.
It's good to see that you put pencil to paper though this time instead of all the colorful.
Do you see artwork. Do you see how more horrifying my shit turns out to be when I fucking aren't using the tablet?
I thought mine was pretty decent. It just doesn't look like them at all.
No, you know? Yours looks like a character from a Netflix cartoon.
Well, I'll take it. I'll take it. I'll take it. All right, so wow, this has been a crazy episode.
Yeah, we should probably go ahead and wrap this up. I gotta take a shit.
I think we should wrap it up, dude. I mean, after you edit all the freezes out, it will probably be only 20 minutes long, so.
I will not edit it out.
Well, there's gonna be a couple.
This one's going to be the
long
episode.
Pause there, Karen.
Well, no, I kept talking. Okay. This is going to be one of those episodes that deserve 7 views. But we're gonna end up getting like 65 views on it.
You are. You're probably exactly right.
Yeah.
But I do want to say this before we split. I ain't giving up on Trump yet. I hope he runs again. And nobody has declared any whether or not they're running. Nobody's proclaimed that yet. So all this is just speculation. Any of those polls you're seeing now at this point is just speculation. What ifs?
Because I mean,
30 other people was also in that poll.
It's
still
2021.
It's still 2021. Yeah,
we could be having a whole different conversation the same time next year,
or in, not even 3 months down the road.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
That shit. It changes so fast. So when shit does break that we've been talking about, we feel like we. Served you a great we did you a great service in informing you on that. So with that being said, this shit's over. I hope you enjoyed it. If you can get past the freezing,
don't forget to hit that subscribe, that like,
share YouTube, Apple
with your Google. Friends, you know, not the liberal ones, but share it with your friends. Maybe not this episode, but last episode was a good one. Check that one out. Actually, this one was a good one too. They're all good.
It'll be good if you can overlook the. I mean, we are in a storm. It's raining.
It is.
It's thundering. We're supposed to have a tropical storm this evening, tonight, into the morning hours. So, everybody have a great Father's Day.
And if you are listening to the podcast, you can watch us on YouTube. If you're watching us on YouTube, you can listen to us on Spotify, Google Podcast, and Apple iTunes Podcasts. That's it. All right. Trace.
Trace and later.
Later.